Thank you.
So what you have become is a parasitic planet. Now, what Mother Earth does when the parasites really nip too deep is finally just shudder and shake you off. That is earth upheaval. Something made these mountains. That's earth upheaval. Something made Japan. Fuji made part of it. That's earth upheaval. You have a rupture down both of your oceans, your major oceans, the Atlantic and the Pacific. And they're coming up and they're spreading apart as that volcanic action comes up. This is the way earth topography has changed, and this is the way all civilizations are taken care of. When you find places where ones got up and left, I can guarantee you that the goodly people of that community were taken aboard ship and out of that place. That does not mean that the bad people were taken up in ships and off the place. They already had their plan, and their friends came and they got them, and now some of those are back to try to destroy this place again. And the old mop-up crew comes along, and that's us. And when you witness the flocks of buzzards, vultures, scavengers coming in like yesterday, shudder in your boots, those are the creatures that cleanse the earth after death. And they don't eat anything but dead flesh. And you will note they're heading toward the coast. We've had this happen before, just before a major, major disaster. Read your clues. This is why the ancient ones are so incredibly right on. And you cannot tell what the next thing will be, because you cannot just accept that nature is doing something. Man has tampered to the extent that you will not be able to tell the difference. And when we talk about blue beam, the way to deceive the most and the way to get rid of a lot of the goodly people thinking they are just headed for goodness and rapture. Rapture is not in any book. Not the Bible, not the Torah, not the Quran, nothing. There is no such thing as a rapture where God just comes through the clouds and all of you just float up there and wander around forever and ever with Christ on the clouds. You will fall through right back to earth and you go bang. Don't be silly. When that preacher tells you God will come and get you in the clouds, ask where you go from there. Well, I've got plenty of ships to take you. But I don't know how many can make it through the light beam in one piece, intact. So we also have a lot to do. And when that happens, you're going to find visitors all over your skies. Most of them right off your place. Running around, basically getting in the way and deceiving you. And you're going to have a rapture, all right. You're going to have some abductions, all right. But they're going to be through phaser beams of light that are going to absolutely disperse the energy form until it will be eons of time before those blueprints can again coalesce into what that soul energy was. They plan to depopulate your world into a what they call master race, and you will be enslaved. And they will simply get rid of the unwanteds. So in March, Operation Blue Beam is one that no matter where you are, there are two things that are supposed to happen. They have the facilities, and they've tried it out in war. They tried it out in the Gulf War. They've tried it out in the sandstorms to give you holographic visions. In the Gulf War, they just ran strings of tanks along the ridge tops, and there were nothing but pictures. Holographs. Go right through them. But you see, once you have the holographic DNA, it will be in every particle. If you break up a hologram, you have the whole picture in every cell of the hologram. Basically, you have that in your body. Every cell of your body bears DNA. And from one tiny part of your body, the entire DNA blueprint of yourself is there. So you have a situation where they can show you pictures that will blow your mind. They can put fleets of craft, fleets of airplanes, whatever they want. They also projected many helicopters. And on the day that this begins to happen, you're not going to say, I wonder if that is a picture. Well, you guys may. But basically, you see a helicopter go by and it has sound, you're going to, oh, it's a helicopter. They can now beam off your satellites from that side. You see, when you are doing a holographic projection, you've got to have the lighting or the cameras from several directions to put a third dimensional something somewhere. See, moving into this creation of perception. So you've got to have the satellite system in place, the tower system in place, and while they project whatever they want up here, they also have to project the message into the individual head that will visualize what they want you to see. If it's Buddha, yeah, we can line people up. It's whatever you expect to see. You will be instructed to see that in this vision, which will basically be a faceless vision. You will build it into whatever you want through thought form. And that will be completely surrounding your world. That's the plan. And all of you wonderful ones who are waiting for the evangelical liftoff are going to run out and say, take me, Dad, I thought you'd never get here. And they can sit from outer space and just zap you away. Or they can pull up many and zap you away. Or they'll feed this to you for a while. Or because they're discovered, they may not be able to do it in March. But it's part of the overall control scheme, so they're going to have to do it. Sooner or later, they've got to do it. Because religion is the only thing that will bring man into line. Because man is a searching being looking for God. And so they're going to show you all the wrong faces all along the way. That is the biggest deceit of all. And the disappointment usually gets the other people to realize that this is the world as it has become. But that's what Blue Beam is all about. And they have it down perfected. They can do it. We are told off and on that it's off. Well, as a matter of fact, it continually is rearranged. This was not to take place until early summer, like June. Then they moved up the Billy Graham Worldwide Crusade from Puerto Rico. That's where it would be bounced off all the satellites when they get them all in the air. Now let us talk about God having a plan 2000. There are several things that can happen without God doing anything. Or us doing anything. When you move into full blown, there is going to be a line beyond which you can no longer function in the photon belt electronically. And I won't go into that, but things are going to be different for 3 days. And I want to tell you, when all these elite go underground, they have just sealed their coffin. The day they get ready to absolutely annihilate the world, as you know it, and they go into their little holes, they have just sealed their coffin. Because for at least 3 days, there will be no way to have power. Short of that, yes, sir, we can turn off the power equipment. They're stupid. This is the defiance against God. You wouldn't dare. Watch. Just watch. Well, that's going to be pretty drastic, isn't it, if you wait till then? Yes. Do not expect some savior. If you want a savior, you better get busy. You are your savior, not me. I can tell you the truth, and if you want to work with me, I have a nice place aboard. But I don't coerce anybody. This is a free will planet. I have lived my existence. You must live yours. Some of you are back just like me, and I like to tell ones of you how foolish you are. I decided to stop off where I am, and you decided to go on down there and grovel around.
But why?
Oh, foolishness.
We have 5 minutes.
Till go time?
Till lunch time.
What am I going to do, Norio?
Jordan's here, too.
Well, Jordan will have to wait till after lunch and forfeit.
We can go 30 minutes. And
how can you...
up in 30.
Describe what is happening in your universe in 2 hours. It beats what they want on the talk shows. Commander, we will believe you if you will just give us a cure for cancer and give me the answer to the universe in 30 seconds or less. And then they always interrupt you with their, their chromaton or whatever, you know, rendition. What I would like our guests to leave with is it is not far-fetched. There are alien beings on your planet that are goodly. There are alien beings on your planet that you do call the little grays, and they did make some incredible agreements with basically the ones that inhabits Israel. Those are the ones, however, that took over Germany and formed the Nazi Party out of the Ashkenazis. Your old friend Hitler did not die. He ended up in the Antarctic. He was nothing but a puppet anyway. The Holocaust, even as you know it, was conceived and orchestrated by the very ones that claimed themselves to be the Jews. You will note that they tried to get rid of the Jewish people, just the citizen. So that as you moved along in history, they could change history and no one would know they did it. That is the clue of Antichrist, Satan. Deceit, dishonor. Take the heritage of the innocent. Destroy them. And then they go and take. And I guess we have to quit. All of the rest of you, after our guests, maybe let our guests go first so that if they have to leave, they can wrap their sandwich and go. We don't want to make them late. I wish that you would make it clear they're welcome to stay for days. We would love to have you as long as you could be here or come again. We would make arrangements if you wanted to come in the morning. I apologize that we couldn't be here to start the minute you got here.
If we took another 15 minutes, it would be okay. What would Norio ask?
You would take some questions.
Yeah. 何か質問が、あったら今の、大体15分間でちょっと質問があれば言ってください。簡単に説明しますと、彼女が話しているのではなくて、彼女は通訳として来ているわけです。はい、質問があればここにマイクロフォンがありますどうだったらでもいいですから
今絶対どんな話だったのか
な OK 今大体
簡単に
5分間ぐらいで、
There are some people that we couldintroduce you to, if this is for your magazine, we could give you information that would blow the top off this world. There are people that you need to spend time with or get articles and get them translated however. There could be some kind of a working relationship. Jordan Maxwell knows all about these Khazarian flu parasites. They start so far back, and now he has the proof in symbology. Serge Monast has information on Bluebeam. He's in Canada. There are motion picture people. I do not believe that for documentaries there is anyone better for covering these types of subjects honorably with integrity than Nippon Television has done, say with Billy Meyer in Switzerland. There are so many resources now, and I had hoped that possibly we could even have Jackson call in this afternoon so you could at least hear him. You've got to have leaders. And don't predispose yourselves to a certain person or party. Because you're going to have to build from ground up. You're going to have to rebuild governments aside from whatever is established. You do not need to destroy them. They will destroy themselves. You stop the food supply. Just like the parasites within, you poison them, and you don't give them food. They've got to die or come out. You don't need to go to war with ones in Washington, D.C. They will kill themselves off. But you need the capability and the know-how to build over here. I know a good place to start, right up between here and Bishop, California, where they put the Japanese Americans during their planned war. You have more going for you, as different as you are, than any other two groups of people. And I think it's time you got even. I really think it's time that you got revenge and did it properly. Do I have a question, or shall we just go?
She can summarize everything, try to summarize in a few minutes right now to the
place. I'm so sorry that we could not speak the language. Just make sure that they know I'm a boy. It will come back to me later that she said. She is my secretary, and she has the calluses in her hands to prove it. We have written 225 or 30 journals, books, 200 some odd papers, and it's good stuff. It's really good stuff. And then I had her making bread until we perfected. These are products you must begin to be able to get in Japan. I mean must. You've got to have some of the Driana products. That is the elixir, if you will, of life. Those are your life cells. And we brought them back. And there is a grain that was the earliest grain ever grown on your place. It is called spelta. You have some fancy names for it. It was birthed in old Mesopotamia. And it is the ancient grain. Its hull is radioactive resistant, almost totally resistant. And it is the best grain. And it is not a hybrid. Once you start hybridizing things, you end up with wheat, etc. And once you have destroyed your land, you will not be able to grow wheat or hybrid materials, plants. You're going to have to go back to the fundamental. And the fundamental you will find is the best.
ですね、今までメッセージとして私たちに伝わられてきたことを、簡単にといってもこれは結構長いもんですから結構いろんなことをおっしゃられたのでちょっとこれを要約するのは容易ではないと思いますけれども私なんとかやってみますので、どうぞそのままでお聞きください、もし質問があればこの要約をした後に、少しだけ時間がありますので、簡単にできればそちらも要約して、質問なさってくださいお願いいたしますですね、まず最初に、一番最後に言われたことですけれども、今このメッセージを喋った方は男であると、あとで後ほどね、彼女だって言われると嫌ですから彼女が喋ったのではなく彼女の口を借りて、私が喋っているということをおっしゃってました、まずですね、彼ら私たちの敵に当たるわけですけれども、彼らは要するに全世界を占領するまでやめないそれはもちろん日本も入っておりますまずその、神戸の阪神大地震のことですけれども、それは単なる予告に過ぎないと日本全滅するまでやめないわけですから単に一つの予告になるわけです、彼らは衛星兵器を、もうすでに作り上げておりますのでそのビームを使って地震を起こすことなどたやすいことなんです地震それから 火山の噴火、そういったものを全部含めて、自然現象とまあ言いますけれども、本当はそれは自然現象ではなく、その衛星兵器を使ったもの、衛星からビームを出して、作っているものだということをおっしゃってました。それにはまずその、地域的な地震とかそういったもの以外にもう一つその経済的な悪者というものを、かけなければいけないということもおっしゃってます。それにはコミティ17というグループが、関わってきます。
多くの方々はコミティ300人のコミティっていうのを知ってると思いますけど、その他に17のコミティが今できているわけです。その17のコミティの中に、なんと日本の村山さんもリストになっているわけです。そのリストがそこにありますから、この世界で一番権力のある人たち17人がのリストが今ありますから、これから将来起こることに非常に全部みんな関連しているわけなんです。
それでですね、いろいろなことがこちらモントークプロジェクトですとか、マインドコントロールですとか、それから遡ればナチスのユダヤ人虐殺ですとか、そういったものが私たちの歴史の中に組み込まれているわけですけども、それもやつらの手でやってやっ、マルコポーロに一回日本のマルコポーロという、タイトルは定かではありませんとおっしゃってましたけれども、マルコ・ポールという雑誌に、一度そのユダヤ人虐殺、ナチのユダヤ人虐殺は嘘であると、全部その作られたものだということを書いてあったと、発表されたものを、手にしたそうですけれども、これは本当なんです。これが実際は本当なんです。ですからあまりにもその嘘が飛び交っているということを、おっしゃってました。その私たちはその神というふうに何度も、お聞きになったと思います。God というふうに言っておりましたので、何度もその神という言葉で出てきましたけれども、これは私たちの知っている、例えば、キリストであるとか、ブダであるとか、そういったそのモハメドだとか、そういったものの類の神ではないわけです。私たちのその神様というのは、宇宙人であって、今その更新されてきたその、グループの中の一番上に頂点に立つ方であると、地球というのはそのフリーウィルプラネット、これはどういうふうに訳しますか。自由意志地球、自由意志惑星ですか。自由意志の惑星だから、私たちは本当は救うことができるが、そのみんなの意思を尊重してあえてそれはしないんだそうです。この悪から救うことはできるけどあえてしないんだそうです。ですがもしその私たちに守れたいという方がおるならば、もちろん人種差別、男女の差別、もちろんそういったものは一切なしで、あなただけの、あなたたちの魂だけを私たちの宇宙船に呼びます。ですからいつでもその私たちが、私たちと一緒に戦う気があれば、この害虫ということを、パラサイトということを何回も言われました。この害虫どもを相手に戦う気があれば、いつでも私たちはあなたを救います。あなたの魂を救います。ですから、エリア51の地下で作られているクローンですとか、そういったいろいろなもの、害虫、というようなものに惑わされないでください。3月にですね、ビッグショー&トゥーっておっしゃいましたけれども、何かその演出されたようなものが起こると、ホログラムを、使った、プロジェクトブルービームですか、そちらの方の関係のものが、何かあると、それはひいては、今年の夏に、すいません、ちょっと探しますけど、今年の、夏の初めに、多分プロジェクトブルービームのもと大きなものが行われます。 そしてその後に今度はビリー・グラハム の, あのクルセイドがあのプエルトリコでありますので、それもその一環として、またプロジェクトブルービームの一環として行われるということです。この昨日か一昨日に、ちょっと説明されたそのプロジェクトブルービームのあの、クルセイドのビリー・グラハムの方のクルセイドの話で、全国的に、例えば、ブダの姿であるとか仏様の姿であるとか、お釈迦様であるとか、アラーの姿であるとかキリストの姿であるとか、そういったものがその、空中にホログラムで映されるということは、もう皆さんご承知だと思いますけれども、そのことも彼らが見せようとしているものを私たちを見せられるんであって、あなたたちが本当に、私たちが本当のその、彼らに見せられるものでなくて本当の神様というものを信じているんだったら、あなたたちには見えないはずですとおっしゃっています。ですから、ムーニー特に、編集長、これから本当のことをどんどん出してください。みんなはもっと本当のことを知らなければならないんです。それが私たちにある、まず一つの武器です。彼らに対する抵抗をするためには本当のことを知らなきゃいけないんです。ですから、ムーだけではなく他の雑誌もですけど、他の皆さんもですけど、情報を、本当のことを教えてあげてください。
サンド
イッチはここが並んでですね、どんどんあのペーパープレートがありますから、ずっと並んでここをずっと行ってください。今から今でよろしいですか。でその間に今話したいことがあれば話してみましょう。
一度これ全部言ったことは私は全部言い切れなかったんですけど、もしその質問でそのことに対して何かあるんでしたら、早川先生、並木先生、それから私もできる限りでお答えしますので、食べてる間で結構ですから、いつでもご質問なさってください。お願いいたします。
Is it under control now?
It appears to be.
Well, salut.
I'll bring camera. Well, I'm going to get it now.